At LeoVegas.com, you can play over 1,000 casino games. Join LeoVegas.com and get 20 free spins on the mysterious Book of Dead with no deposit needed. Leo Vegas, king of mobile casino. 18 plus new players only. Terms and conditions apply. Registration and wagering requirements apply for 20 free spins on Book of Dead game. Please play responsibly. Visit BeGambleAware.org.
Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Showtime, Mr. Mumbo.
I love you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is episode 154, and I am your stupid, awesome analyst, John Star. And with me is the hard man with hard opinions, Andrew.
Episode 154? That's like synonymous with Christmas.
What?
I don't know. It's like 154. It's like very
what?
Christmas. I don't know. It's not. It's
no.
Just,
no.
It's just our Christmas episode, so.
And our King Baby Duck Evan.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches. Season's greetings to everybody, and a happy Kwanzaa to the two people who listen to the show that actually celebrate the holiday.
I got my Kwanzaa juice. Yeah. I got my Kwanzaa juice.
I showed that to one of my coworkers, Reggie Watts.
Right. Oh, well, I guess we'll watch some Kwanzaa juice afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to introduce you to Kwanzaa juice. Great. Elite Four, Derek.
Hey, as the kids say, happy 154 with the Christmas yo.
Is that a Fortnite thing?
If it is, then I retract my statement immediately.
You said the kids are saying it, and the only thing they're ever talking about is Fortnite. So, and our fangirl Victoria.
Hi, happy holidays. I'm just gonna sum it all up with that.
I'm now
Googling 154 because I want to know if it's anything.
154 Christmas question mark.
Well, if not, we're totally trending that. Hashtag 154 Christmas. new trending on Twitter.
This is legit a thing. What the heck?
What?
Wait, I don't know. Like, there's a few things that come up. It's not just like a question. It's just.
This is either going to be the most useless waste of time beginning to our podcast ever, or the most intriguing beginning to a podcast ever.
It's other people's, like.
Other people's podcast shows.
It's like Christmas 154? Question mark.
154 best Christmas Navidad image. 154. Okay. Images. Yeah, no. We're just 154 days away from Christmas.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Closer to 154 hours.
What is that picture, though? Like, that looks like a creepy doll.
Maybe. Huh.
Like, I kind of want to click it, and I kind of don't. Like, look at the picture.
Oh.
That looks like a really creepy doll.
Yeah.
Anyone looks up on my, it's like WTTE Fox 28. 154 days away from Christmas. The picture looks really sketchy.
It looks like Tim Burton's version of the Queen of Hearts, except worse. Mm. I don't know how you could do that.
That's not possible. Hashtag 154 Christmas.
So, this episode, it's Christmas!
Yay!
Yay! It's the day after Christmas.
And we have some more Christmas demands from our fans. Or fan service.
I know this is gonna be the hardest thing that we ever have to do because this is technically our Christmas wrap up because it's the day after it's the 26th of the release of this episode, but none of us have celebrated Christmas yet.
I mean, I still have Disney blood in my veins. I can be very Christmassy if I need to be. Don't even ask. Like, I can do this. Done.
I have cholesterol in my veins because I currently have KFC.
So do I.
How very Christmassy of you guys.
Yeah, this is the first year.
I had it yesterday.
This is the first year in like 2 years that we haven't been...
celebrated
we
with
haven't,
our KFC.
With KFC and being in the same room with each other. Because we usually record these episodes together.
Yep. But you know what? It's totally okay because we're going to be doing the wikis in the same room.
Yep. Next week, the 29th. Well, actually, okay. So if you're listening to this episode on the day of its release, the 29th, this coming Saturday, we're going to be doing a live recording of the wikis at Evan and Derek's place. Mm. And we are going to be streaming from Facebook and YouTube. Ooh. And we are going to be taking fan... nominations for Best Anime of the Year.
From
and then,
the Google Sheets.
Yeah, from the Google Sheet that we
and
did.
And possibly from a Facebook chat if we have people watching, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, and YouTube chat. I mean, because we're going to do our normal thing. We're going to, you know, have our own picks, and we're going to even list out the picks from you, our listeners, and people who actually participated.
Yep. So that is going to be December 29th, Saturday, December 29th, at 12 p.m. noon, Eastern Standard Time. So if you're listening to this podcast within the first 3 days of its release, which is when most of you listen to it, join us and we'll have a grand old time. And then you can listen to the full episode edited the following Thursday.
Trust me, you're gonna want it edited.
There's gonna be so much dead air.
Yeah.
We don't practice. So
we do pretty good.
All right, let's talk about some news.
Some whatever.
Some news. News bell.
News.
All right, so I've got all the news here as usual, and some fantastic news. Mamoru Hosoda's latest film, Mirai, gets nominated for a Golden Globe
let's see.
Best Animated Feature.
Let's see if it finally doesn't get screwed over again.
Yeah, finally. By the way, I wasn't on the last episode of the podcast. This is a perfect segue to it. And I did get to see Mirai. You guys talked about it, and you guys all said the right things. The only thing that my description of it was that it's like walking through, like watching a Mamoru Hosoda film is like walking through an art gallery where you have these emotions that are being pulled from you. You don't exactly know why. And that's what this one brings to the table again. This one reminded me a lot of The Girl Who Left Her Time.
Mm.
That same feeling. Yeah. So.
That's my favorite one.
I remember.
Yeah. Now here's my question, because it's up against something like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and it's also up against Isle of Dogs, which this past year has been fantastic for animation.
Yeah.
Do you think it has a chance against like those two other movies?
Well, the problem is that it's going to be up against Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Oh,
no.
Not that. So I saw Spider-Verse yesterday.
Me too.
You saw it yesterday?
Oh my god.
It was so good.
I know, motherfucker.
I don't think
and I paid for it the second time.
Oh, I didn't pay for it
because it was so good.
Oh, we're going again.
I paid for it
a second time.
I don't think we're ever going to see a visually stunning movie.
Unless
like
they do
that
a sequel.
Ever again.
I don't think they can match it.
It left it open for a sequel.
No, they did not, actually.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they kind of did, but...
It was only
going to
be a Miles Morales story.
I think they would ruin the magic of what they created with this one if
they
made a sequel. Because where it's not likely... Lightning doesn't strike twice.
Hold on. This is Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who actually did strike twice with 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street. So there is a possibility that they could do as great a sequel.
That's super highly debatable. 22 Jump Street was basically everyone was like, that was just a rehash of the first one.
Which was
like
the
I
joke.
Cringe more in the second one.
So the problem with creating a sequel to Spider-Verse is... Yes, you can make a sequel, but the story also came to a close where you do not have to make a sequel.
Yeah, they definitely left it as a, like, it ended it, it's good, or they could go more
into
it.
See, what they would be smart to do is not make it another Spider-Verse, just make it a Miles Morales Spider-Man movie.
I think that would be good too.
I mean, if you want to get Spider-Gwen involved because of how it does
maybe
Yeah, you could get Spider-Gwen involved, possibly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's so much up for debate about how you would do a sequel that I think they would just be safe to not do a sequel.
It's Hollywood. They want the money.
I know. They're going to want it, but... And I like Sony Animation. Sony Animation is one of my favorite animation studios in Hollywood. And
really?
So, yeah, really.
The guys who made the Smurfs movies are one of your favorite?
I'm more looking at Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs,
okay.
Hotel Transylvania, Spider-Verse.
You can go through pretty much any animated film studio and name the shitty one.
Yeah.
They've all done ones that they're like, this didn't exist, and they hide.
Well, the thing is, Sony Pictures Animation is more infamous with the shitty ones.
Yeah.
Like, they have screwed up more times than have hit gold.
But they have some pretty good gems, though. Like,
they do, but more people talk about the crap than they do the gold.
Yeah,
because the trolls.
Yeah.
Speaking of which... Talk about Wreck-It Ralph. I know you talked about it too. So Wreck-It Ralph, a little backstory for those who don't know, I think I've said this plenty of times before on the podcast, that Wreck-It Ralph is my favorite Disney movie of all time. Mm-hmm. I thought Wreck-It Ralph 2 was so bad, I like the first one less now.
Really?
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
That's how badly I hated Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Think about the premise of Wreck-It Ralph.
Though, not gonna lie, I love the princesses saving thing at the end.
So that was ridiculous. So think of the premise of Wreck-It Ralph 1.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph is tired of his game and wants to go to a different game.
Yeah.
And everybody ostracizes him and calls him an asshole because he wants to do that.
Oh, crap.
And Turbo is the villain of the movie because he left his video game hidden in a different video game. The second movie is all about, I'm gonna leave and go to a different video game and forsake my own game.
And everybody says,
hey, Ralph, you're the asshole for stopping her from doing that. You prick.
I honestly didn't think of it like that at all. And
movie
just like, oh,
broken.
Crap.
Movie trash.
Yeah.
And that's not including all the endless amount of plot holes that made me question the entirety of the movie. Like, how does Wreck-It Ralph buy something on eBay without a billing address? How does Wreck-It Ralph make money without having a bank account? Yes, you can use Bitcoin, but eBay doesn't work by Bitcoin. How are you gonna mail it to the guy without having his billing address be charged? It's just endless amount.
Yeah.
John, to quote Talking Heads, stop making sense!
That was Andrew.
Yeah, the wrong twin.
but that's just like scratching the surface of, hey, what the hell is wrong with you, Wreck-It Ralph 2, and I hate you as a movie.
Yeah. I kind of also want to know what the heck happened to the virus at the end.
it's gone!
It's just still out there.
It's gone.
Like, that's still, what are they going to do about that?
Yeah, so Wreck-It Ralph is apparently still the number one animated film in all of America for the third week in a row.
Even after Spider-Verse?
Well, it came out...
Let me check the box office on that right now.
Spider-Verse, I guarantee
you. I guarantee you it's just because it's parents bringing their children. The parents don't care about the movie, nor do the children! But it's the number one because they're putting butts in seats. Yeah. So...
Well, see... In,
butts in sheets?
In seats, yeah.
Top box office, U.S.
Couldn't hear him over your chicken.
Spider-Verse.
It's number one.
Yep.
Is it number one right now, Spider-Verse?
Yep.
Good.
Spider-Verse probably overtook it. Yeah.
Can you believe this? It only made $35 million this weekend. That's a low number
for a Spider-Man movie. Yeah.
Now it has the issue of within the next couple of days, Mary Poppins comes out.
I don't think that was marketed very well, though. Because we're getting very...
Are you kidding me?
We're getting very close to F.U. It's January. Which is when all the movies that nobody's gonna go see are coming out.
All of the Oscar bait movies come out in December for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And then every garbage throwaway movie and tax write-off for Hollywood comes in January.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I was looking at that, we go to Showcase more often than AMC.
Yep.
And they have this deal now that if you pay, like, a certain amount of money, you can go to 3 movies a month for free. Essentially,
okay.
It, like, comes
nice.
It. And it's... For the two of us, it was $30 or maybe $36, which roughly covers like
those three movies. But you get a free one.
You get
two movies and then a free one.
I feel like it's worth it, you know, to do it. So we were looking at it, but you have to do it. You have to commit to 3 months when you start it. And I was looking at him like, okay, I want to see all these movies in December. There's nothing in January I want to see. All these movies in February. I'm like, oh, damn it. I'm not going to do it in January because there's nothing to see.
Yeah. I can't find the budget for... IMDb pages usually have the budget for movies, but I can't find it
for Spider-Man. For Spider-Man, it was $90 million.
Really? Okay, so it hasn't even made half of its money back
yet. Wow!
Well, you gotta keep in mind this is American money. They're not throwing in the world box office. Probably yeah. It's already earned back everything from the rest of the world.
Well, I'm still it usually shocked, comes though. Out a month later. Yeah. So
I think we'll have to wait. I have friends in Europe who have actually seen the movie and they've loved it, so...
Yeah.
It's already open over there.
The problem is that American box office is the telltale sign of whether or not a movie is going to be successful.
Yeah.
Or China. China as well.
No, yeah. China is where they make up their money. Yeah. China will always pay a movie back. Especially if it has CG in it. China will always do that.
America, that's how Warcraft the movie was successful.
Was that how Battleship was successful?
Yeah, that's the only way Battleship was successful. Make it Transformers.
Brah. I'm actually very excited for the new one.
Well, it's not
for Bumblebee? Me
exactly. too, but... It looks beautiful. And they look like the original, and it looks so good.
I don't know if any of you know this or not, but the guy who directed Bumblebee is one of the co-founders of Laika, the studio who made Coraline and Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, cool. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they rejected me. When
you didn't
I
say Paranorman. Paranorman's the best Laika film.
Paranorman.
Oh, no, I agree. That
was and then Kubo? Oh, Kubo was
pretty. I didn't like Kubo as much.
Kubo was so pretty.
It was pretty. Don't get me wrong. It was pretty. I love the fact that they built a three-story skeleton to animate.
That was awesome.
Like, that's great. Don't get me wrong. No, all that stuff is awesome.
What about Box Trolls?
It wasn't great. I didn't see Box Trolls.
I have Box Trolls.
Do you?
If you want to see it, yes. All
right.
It's on Netflix.
So yeah, Mira, I got a Golden Globe. I was
just about to ask, how did we get on this?
Mira, I got a Golden Globe.
Mira gets a Golden Globe. Kubo and it was whether or not
they can compete with the other movies. Right. That's why we went to the other movies.
It was whether or not it could compete with Wreck-It Ralph.
Well, yeah, and then we got on like a Wreck-It Ralph tangent.
Yeah. All right. So great. What's next?
All right. So. The New York Times has listed an anime for its top 10 international shows of 2018.
Come on, Dragon Ball Super.
That's the good news. The bad news is I wouldn't call this show memorable. Good, but not memorable. And that show was A Place Further Than the Universe.
Yeah, so A Place Further Than the Universe was very mediocre to me.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why that one?
It's so random. Yeah. It's such a weird choice.
I forgot that show came out this year.
Yeah.
I watched it. I watched the whole thing and I loved it. It was a very pretty anime. It was gorgeous.
Oh no, I totally agree that it was beautiful
and the music was great. The music was probably my favorite music from the year.
But like the show in general was just like
it was okay.
I didn't want to watch it, so I don't know. It just didn't do me any good.
Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't seen it. It's like,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry.
It's on Crunchyroll. You can tell whether or not you're going to like the series from the first episode.
That's usually honestly how I go. I'll give it like an episode or two and then figure it out.
I
watched the first two and then I was just like, this is boring.
It's weird because the entire anime is about going to a trip to Antarctica and they don't go until episode 6. Out of 12.
How many episodes are there?
12 in a season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How exciting is Antarctica, guys?
Like, what? Well, yeah.
Why are they even going to Antarctica?
It's a long story.
Very long story.
Like, what?
So the anime is about this girl who goes to a high school, and her mother was on an expedition there with a team of people who are doing research there.
Okay.
Her mother went missing, and so she is going to Antarctica. And she gets all these girls to go with her, all these other high school girls to go with her.
Yep, that's safe.
You know, yeah, right. And yeah, right. It's not, but that's part of where the anime goes with it too. It's like you're going to Antarctica, you know, and
it's kind of like the premise of I watched the first episode of that We're Space Fishermen, the anime, and I was just like, put it this way, I forgot that the show even existed and it's still going on this season.
It's still playing.
I was just like, was that this season? Huh. And I was like, it's the same premise of like high school girls being space fishermen. It's like high school girls going on an Antarctica expedition. I was like, okay.
I even forgot about the high school girl space fishermen show. Like that, I forgot it's existed.
So,
It reminds me, the way that they make these shows reminds me of an analogy that I made the other day when I was talking with one of my, this makes sense because it's the Christmas season, they were talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, mm-hmm. the Rankin-Bass animation, and we were talking about how ridiculous the plot was, and the fact that, like, the, what's the elf who doesn't want to make toys? It was like,
Herbie.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah, Herbie. And I was talking about, it's like,
the dentist.
Well, yeah, I want to be a, rolls the dice, dentist. Like, he's got some story dice, and he just, like, rolls the dice, and dentist, and Rankin-Bass are like, okay.
can you, like, I know exactly when Rankin-Bass started running out of ideas. Like, the dice were, like, they lost the dice, they were trying to think of stupid shit off the top of their heads. And that was the Jack Frost special.
Dude, the Jack Frost one is actually one of my favorites, because it's so well...
I hate that one so much!
It's so well animated!
We're talking about
well animated, but the story is awful.
For a while, or which one are we talking about?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I don't know, there's a couple of Jack Frost movies.
So, so Rankin-Bass started making stuff in, what, 1964, 1973?
So, like, all the claymations from when we
were all the stop motion ones.
And so it's 1960-something when Rudolph comes out. It's 16 years later, so, like, 1984.
Is it the one that has a song where they're all talking about a present that has nothing in it?
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyways, you can...
It's just what I always wanted.
Yeah, that... Oh, okay, yeah. Is that movie? Okay, I do... I agree.
Which I hate that song so much.
But it's such a cute movie!
But...
And, like, I'll admit, as a young girl, I had a crush
on... When you're young, you don't know the difference.
I got
a crush on... What's your
face? Is that the guy? Like, there's a song from one of them, the put one foot in front of the other guy...
No, that's from Santa Claus is Climbing the Town.
Yeah. I have an ornament of him.
With who plays Santa in that? What's his name?
Santa's a ginger.
Yeah. and Mickey Rooney plays.
Yes.
Plays him.
Yes.
Oh really?
I'm Santa Claus, kids.
I have the Heat Miser and Snow Miser one on
well,
DVD.
Well, that one's
well,
the best.
Well, that's always the best.
You're
that one's
the
Santa
best
Claus
one.
Is like the best
those
one.
Those are like the classics. Yeah. Like, they're so good.
Okay,
sorry,
here's a question for you. Did any of you get, like, thrown off with, like, the other Rudolph movies when the way his nose glows, like, the sound, they changed the sound from the original, which is like this, and then it turned into, like, this weird, like, foghorn kind of high-pitched foghorn
like
sound.
Like when he's using
it
to go find Baby New Year?
Yes!
Yeah,
which is my favorite. That one is my favorite.
I have
Rudolph
that one
special.
On DVD too. Baby Happy with the big, huge ears.
Speaking of Rankin-Bass stuff, while we're on the topic, I watched. I think I officially saw Frosty the Snowman for the first time in my life.
What?
Last week.
What?
Man, how? That movie's weird.
They didn't do a stop motion version, did they?
No.
Okay.
It's the
old school. How?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, I had thought that I had seen most of it, uh-huh. and it turns out that I didn't, because I didn't even know that there was a magician in it who was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Messy.
No, not him. He's creepy.
And then
really creepy.
The girl, what's her face?
Little blonde girl?
Like Karen or something. I think it's Karen.
I think it might be.
Who's like, who jumps on a train with Frosty to go to Antarctica. And she's like, yeah, as long as I'm back before dinner. And Frosty's like, great.
she's like freezing to death.
Which is funny because Frosty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's keep this party train going!
Woo! I'm Frosty!
Which is hilarious because there's parts of that movie where Frosty, like the part with the traffic cop, he goes down to the center of town to the traffic cop where they holler stop.
Yeah.
And like the traffic cop is saying like, get on the sidewalk. And it's like, what's a sidewalk? And like, you know, what's your job? Like he's asking him all these questions. It's like, I don't know what that is, but he knows where Antarctica is.
Yeah.
He knows how to jump on a train to go to Antarctica. And there's plenty of things like that. He knows some stuff, but he doesn't know others. You know,
there's certain things in the hat, you know, a certain magic that will tell you certain things.
Yeah.
That movie is really messed up. They pretty much show a girl freeze to death. You know?
They do! Karen freezes to death.
We gotta go back.
And then Frosty melts and she mourns his death.
Oh my God.
And then Santa Claus comes along and is like, don't worry, he's fine because it's Christmas snow.
Oh my God.
And then he your does because they made a sequel. And there's a woman Frosty.
That one's
Snowman mating.
So now I have to watch that one.
Snowman mating.
I haven't seen that one, but I have seen Frosty Returns, which is not the same one. Frosty Returns.
I do like Frosty Returns. I thought John Goodman was a great Frosty.
Yeah, with John Goodman.
Brian Doyle Murray as the villain.
Yeah, it was weird though because it was made by the guy who did the Rugrats.
Oh, interesting. Okay,
you could tell because the music was the same and all the voice cast was the same, but yeah. The animation is stellar. In it, it's a stark difference from Rankin Bass's 2D animation.
Oh, jeez.
And Jonathan Winters was the narrator.
Yeah. Which, like,
how did we get on this topic again?
I don't know.
We got to the topic because we were talking about A Place Further Than the Universe, which girls going to Antarctica, which Frosty the Snowman was trying to get to.
You mentioned something had happened, and you were talking to people about Rudolph.
Yeah. Right. Because he wanted to be a dentist, and it was like rolling story dice.
Yes. That's
it was. That's how we got.
This is the most insane.
This is the ADD episode.
Almost positive that we left a point behind. Like you were supposed to make a point about Rudolph, and it was just gone.
Yep.
Yeah. Well. I mean, it was just like rolling random story dice to get these stories about going to Antarctica space fishing.
So, A Place Further in the Universe got best anime of 2018, according to some fake newspaper.
No,
New York Times.
Yeah, some fake newspaper.
It went on the top 10 pieces of media of the year. So.
Which makes even less sense.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
International shows.
He's gonna be like, what is happening?
Well, at least he doesn't have to cut anything out.
I'd like to argue that for the finale of Dragon Ball Super, there were like public viewings and crowds of people out watching the show on huge screens. So I'm not sure what this list is going for here.
I would agree with that. So I totally agree.
So what you're saying is Frosty the Snowman should have the same treatment.
What I'm saying is...
Oh my god.
He was very comfortable talking with those kids, and he was kind of creepy that whole movie. Like, he's a still man.
It's totally
those
safe.
Were children.
Just get on the train, let's go! Bye!
What if he was like some snow incubus succubus and he was just like, let's go on the train! And
why
then the children
never
come back.
There's a horror movie where that's like, that's the premise.
They don't trust the creepy human magician guy, but they trust the snowman who wants to take them to Antarctica.
Okay, just putting it out there, this is how much we don't care about A Place Farther Than the Universe in New York Times best media, because New York Times is a fake newspaper, and we're moving on.
Because here's the thing, like, a couple years ago, they were on the ball when they talked about My Hero Academia, so...
Right, yes.
I find it very surprising that they would name a show like this when there were so many better anime series that came out this year. Should be on this list.
Maybe none of us made it far enough in A Place Farther Than the Universe.
I finished it.
You did? Did one of
I watched it too.
Death?
I'm like, that was kind of depressing.
If one of those freeze to death in the Arctic wasteland, then it's not worth our time or media. Or media's top 10.
No high schoolers froze to death, unfortunately.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah, exactly. That would have made it better. All right, next.
Yeah, what's our next piece of news?
Someone froze to death in Frosty, damn it.
All right. Okay, we're talking about Christmas specials, and this is going to be airing by the time this episode airs, but Agretzko is going to have a Christmas special on December 20th.
I'm so excited. I love Agretzko.
Yes.
I'm so excited about that.
And I'm usually the loud one on the microphone.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about this one because based off of just the poster, it looks like it's just going to be about them going on a date, or Gretzko and the hyena guy,
which I hope is so cool.
I keep meaning to watch this.
It's great. You should.
Yeah,
you should.
I need to have Derek sit down and watch it
Voltron,
with me.
I will sit down. And
you
watch
would, it. Dude. You would relate so much to this show.
Yeah, anybody who's ever worked in an office building can relate to that.
That's
show.
My current job.
Or just work.
Well, I think it's going to be cute because because it's a Christmas episode, it's kind of like the date episode. So Agretzko and the hyena dude are going to go out on a date.
Yeah.
So I like that. Spoilers for Agretzko, I guess. It's not really, but...
Yeah, I have an office job now. Maybe I will actually relate.
Go on a date
I
with
quit
hyena man.
I quit the maker, guys. The best ever. No, I would still totally open my own bakery.
and or go on a date with a hyena man.
I mean, I'm married, but sure.
Just saying. You gotta get the full office girl experience.
Yeah, I guess so, right? That makes sense.
Isn't hyena man
Sorry,
Gary
James,
Busey's
I gotta
nickname?
Do it.
Is it? I don't know.
He's more like a dingo.
Yeah, I don't know what he is. He's something. Anything else?
Oh, plenty of news. So, new anime films coming this summer. One from Makoto Shinkai and one from Masaki Yuasa. So, two of the currently big anime directors are going to be releasing a movie 1 month between one another.
Well, I really hope that it's not Makoto Shinkai who's coming out on top this time. Because his last one was...
I have it on Blu-ray. I really enjoyed it, but I do understand where you're coming from.
I have it on Blu-ray as well. And there's a different tone in our voices in saying that.
Okay. So I have the premise
of the
movie. The movie is... The movie is called Tenki no Ko. This is the Makoto Shinkai one. Tenki no Ko, Weathering with You. Or Weather Child, Weathering with You. The tagline is, this is the story of the world's secret that only she and I know. In the film story, high school student Hodaka leaves his home in an isolated island and moves to Tokyo, but he immediately becomes broke. He lives his days in isolation, but finally finds a job as a writer for a shady occult magazine. After he starts his job, the weather has been rainy day after day. In a corner of the crowded and busy city, Hodaka meets a young woman named Hina. Due to certain circumstances, Hina and her brother live together but have a cheerful and sturdy life. Hina also has a certain power, the power to stop the rain and clear the sky. So that just ruined the whole entire premise of the movie.
Or the first act. That could be the first act.
Not gonna lie, I totally pictured someone working for like a weather channel. I'm just like, I was like, wait, what? It has nothing to
it's
do
Weatherman
with
it. It's Weatherman Al Caprelli.
Yeah, so I was like, what?
Yeah, so
good evening, everyone.
Just so people are aware, the movie
AKA
that...
me.
The movie that he made previously that we're at odds about was Your Name. Like, Your Name...
Oh, I actually wanted to watch that.
Yeah, Your Name is like a critic... You should watch it. And everybody who wants to have their own opinion, of course, should watch it. It's just that Jonathan and I watched it together, and then afterwards we were like,
that's the movie that everybody's
talking
about.
Like, that's what everybody was talking about, and we just weren't impressed because it was just like, hey, the story solved itself. The end.
But then, we saw Yuasa's film, which was Silent Voice.
No, that wasn't Yuasa. Yuasa did that is Short Walk on Girl and, Lou over the wall.
I had a 50% chance, and I thought that Yuasa did a Silent Voice, but my other guess
was
Walk on Girl.
Well, that was, I forget her name, but a Silent Voice is light years better than Your Name.
I still haven't seen a Silent Voice, and I really, 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 really want to see it.
Although, wait, there is a connection. There is a connection to Masaki Yuasa's film. Because apparently, Reiko Yoshida, who is writing this movie for Masaki Yuasa, also wrote A Silent Voice.
All right. Well, so the writer's the same. That's great.
Yes. So that film, here's the premise for that film, which is called Riding a Wave with You. Upon entering university, Hinako moves to a coastal town. She loves surfing, and when she's on the waves, she's fearless, but still feels uncertain about her future. When a fire wrecks havoc in town, Hinako encounters young firefighter Minato. As they surf and spend more time together, Hinako feels drawn to someone like Minato who devotes himself to helping other people. Hinako also holds a special place in Minato's heart. You see, that doesn't tell you too much of the story. Mm. Whereas the Makoto Shinkai one, you feel like you're going to get an idea of what's going to happen. This movie, it's kind of, that's all that they're telling us about. But that adds to the mystery of what the film is going to be truly about.
Well, the first one you read was more of a premise. The other... Well, no, this one was a premise. The other one was a synopsis.
Yeah.
So the synopsis told you what the movie was about. This was the premise of the movie, which was, it tells you what the idea of the movie is.
Yes.
And it's surfing. Yeah. Girls in bathing suits.
I mean, I was thinking about the hot firemen, so
I'm exactly. Everybody wins.
Yay!
You get hot surfing firemen.
There you go. There you go.
I like surfing chicks. Surfing chicks are cool.
I mean, fireman, as long as he has abs, it's fine.
I bet you he will.
But he might not, because he's Japanese, and they're thin. They are very thin folk.
But they have to carry people off of
the, yeah, out of
the shoulders. But the people that thin Japanese people also have to carry thin Japanese people, that's so fair. They don't need to be like, ooh, jacked.
Yeah.
I'll just watch the American Fireman. It's fine.
Cool. Great.
Yes. All right.
Next story?
Yes. Go right ahead.
All
right.
So, Paramount Pictures reveals the poster for the film version of Sonic the Hedgehog. And
yes!
Everyone goes, what the hell?
That's right.
I
forgot about that.
The memeage that has been coming out of the Sonic the Hedgehog film has just been brilliant. I'm on a Discord, and it's a shitpost Discord. Oh, so I've seen every meme to ever come out of it. It's so wonderful. It looks very.
Derek's looking at it right now. What is your impression of this?
I feel like I'm glad that I don't see genitals, because I feel like that I should be seeing genitals right now.
You gotta go fast in the opposite direction.
Well, just don't look up the memes for it, because then you will see genitals.
No. Like, what?
That's a fan art rendition.
Okay,
People have been questioning what his eyes are going to look like.
Well, people have also seen an old in-concept poster of it before.
Which looks decent. The in-concept one looks decent.
It's a picture of...
Oh, God, that's horrible.
It's a picture of Sonic lying on the roof of a police car with his head kicked up on a police officer's head.
So that one?
And, yeah, that. Okay, so he looked like that. And that came out, and see, that looks good, but that came out a year ago, and apparently that design is not what the design is now.
So, to me, that doesn't look good, because that's not Sonic.
It is. It's totally Sonic.
I understand, but it looks like Sonic.
To be honest, it looks like a furry trying to be Sonic.
Yeah, it looks like Sonic in a furry suit.
The design, though,
is that his eyes are not connected still.
No.
Sonic's eyes have always been connected.
Stop your face. Stop it. Because the devs from Sega, that's why they had the most trouble with his eyes. Because there's a whole discussion and a whole dispute about the one-eyed design of Sonic and how that's not going to translate into live action. Like, air quotes, live action.
They did it for Sonic 08. 06.
So this has been discussed amongst the people who are disputing the poster and people diving into what the actual development of what this concept of Sonic looks like. And so I guess the Sega people are kind of nervous about how the final product is going to look because they couldn't figure it out.
I think it's going to be bad either way.
There's no real way to say that it's not going to be bad. So, you know, I don't know. I don't have faith in it. Sonic hasn't been good since, you know, Sonic and Knuckles.
I mean, Travis Willingham.
I think the last Sonic game I really loved was Sonic Colors.
I don't think I played that one.
That one I felt was where the direction should have gone when it came to bringing Sonic into the 3D realm. Because it had a good mixture of the 3D and 2D aspects of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, take my word for it.
I guess we just have to wait for the more info to come out on the poster, because right now it's just a meme. That's basically all we know right now, is that the Sonic poster is a meme. People are memeing the hell out of it, and...
I really want to Google a meme about it, but I'm scared.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Because the one that people are memeing out the most is the one of the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, and... The poster
just
is just
legs,
his legs.
The awkward legs.
That's what people are memeing the most.
His legs are too long.
Like, I haven't seen that one either.
I saw it like 2 seconds ago, because I'm Googling as we talk. Yeah, that one.
Yes, that one.
That's so sketchy. Like, his legs are just not...
Well, because people...
Not
so,
right.
Oh, my
people,
God.
Not
so,
right.
People, so here's what people are doing.
Ew.
People are taking that leg poster and drawing
Evan,
Sonic...
You guys want me to send it
like,
to you?
Like, sitting like that, and, like, like his camera is, like... He has, like,
oh
a cell phone, and he's holding it, like, down by his crotch.
For the angle?
Yeah, like, because it's a weird angle, so, like, they're, like, Sonic's, like, selfieing.
I don't
like
that he has calves.
Yeah! No,
yes!
And his shoes are just also weird.
Evan, do
he
you guys
has,
have a picture?
He has long-distance runner legs, which are not always that attractive.
He always
on
wears pointy red shoes with the white stripe over it. Come on!
I mean,
how could they screw that up?
I'd see him as more of a sprinter, too. Isn't he gonna go fast?
Yeah. Yes.
This is very quickly starting to turn into Sonic My Roommate. Have you seen that? If anybody ever looks, it's a VR game called
Sonic
My
Roommate.
Oh, okay, Sonic
My Roommate. Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. If you ever get the chance to watch it, watch it. Because that's the movie we're gonna be getting.
I don't know. I think that I like the Sonic design in the cop. Because I think that is a more appealing concept than like bubbly one-eyed Sonic.
I mean, his legs make me less uncomfortable than the other poster's legs. Mm. So
gotta go fast.
Please don't. So long as I've done. Oh my God! Yes.
So did you saw a meme where someone pointed out that if you look at the silhouette of the Sonic poster, it actually looks like one of those horribly misshapen Sonic frozen pops or whatever that you would get.
Yeah.
Alright, what's next?
Alright, so one of my favorite anime in the early winter season was a show called Karakai Jozu no Takagi-san, which was, you know, the teasing master show about the girl who would tease the boy, and they would try to, like, out-tease one another, but of course she always comes out on top.
It was cute, but it got old.
Sounds like a win in my book.
I enjoyed it.
It was a cute show, I liked it.
Yeah. So, apparently there's going to be a big announcement regarding that series next month. And there's rumors that stating that it's either going to get another season, or they may actually be...
doing the adult versions?
The adult version, which I think would be fantastic.
So what you're saying is they're teasing us with certain things.
Okay, first of all, phrasing.
Yeah.
The adult version means that the kids, the elementary school kids... in the first series are grown up and they're adults and now they have a kid together.
Yeah, and then now it's Takagi and their daughter teasing Nishikata.
Yes, you have to
the father.
Yeah, is No.
Hang on, what?
But I think the daughter is a total daddy's girl though, and I think there's less teasing from the daughter and it's more she's a daddy's girl, and because I read a few chapters of it, and I kind of enjoyed it. I just wanted to see what it was like, and I was just like, oh, Takagi's a grown adult woman, you know, so like that's kind of cool. And Nishikata only shows up every once in a while. It's more the daughter and Takagi-san for the entire time, and they tease each other less Nishikata.
Huh. Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna pronounce it wrong, but Clannad did that too, where they had the first season and it was like really cute, and then the Clannad after story made you want to die.
Not
like, it
fun,
was devastating. But it was them all grown up and like there was a kid and like it did that essentially. But that just no. Like, I remember watching it and just being like, oh my God, why?
10 out of 10 would watch again.
I mean,
infamous.
I would. It was still like. I would, but oh my God.
It reaches
so
instant infamous
status. It
hurts
so bad.
Yeah.
My soul. Cool. I'll look forward to a Takagi-san announcement. I like Takagi-san. That's cool. And
okay.
if there was an animated version of the adults, that would be neat.
Yeah. All right, but some sad news in the manga realm. It wasn't the best one of the best anime of 2016, but I did really enjoy it. Scorching Ping Pong Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The sweatiest anime ever.
The sweatiest anime I've ever seen.
The sweatiest anime ever, but it was such a cute and adorable show that showcased the importance of fun in sports, which a lot of sports anime seems to forget to showcase.
And over-obsession. as well.
And over obsession as well.
See, sometimes I feel like when they're trying to come up with new ideas for anime, they do that roll the dice thing and just see what they get.
Yeah.
This sounds weird.
Wanna be a dentist.
Yeah. It's been announced that the manga is gonna be ending in February. Like, so the story is gonna be concluding.
That, see, to me, that's never a sad
thing.
That's
never sad.
I never am... like, when you told me that, way back when that Girls Last Tour was going to be ending, I was like, yes, that's awesome. I get to see the ending to Girls Last Tour because the oh my god. So okay, so I just finished, I'll probably talk about this in what we're watching, but I just finished the manga for the fifth volume of Girls Last Tour and I loved it. So manga's ending to me is good because it means that the creator of the manga loves their story enough to give it an actual conclusion and let it go. Like, that
Fair
is...
enough.
It's very important to write, for writing, to have an ending. Very important.
I'm still salty about Fairy Tail's ending.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
They didn't, end it! They're like, oh, we're done now! No.
Wait a second!
Okay, bye!
Well, you should have seen the Bleach ending. Good God. that is a massacre. Oh... there's some war crimes going on there.
The Bleach manga ending is just basically a big fuck you to its canon. Yeah.
See, Full Metal Alchemist's ending, I was devastated that it was over, but at the same time, I loved it so much.
It was satisfying.
Yes.
Because they closed all the loose ends.
Yes, I was very happy with
that. That's how you write a good story. And it had epilogue, so mm-hmm. that's how you have a good ending.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Fairy Tale. You're...
Well, see, that's the
My
thing.
My couple
just
didn't
like,
get together, you guys!
You can... yes, that is a thing.
That made me so mad! Yeah,
that is a thing, I guess. But you can at least enjoy the meat in between.
There's always doujins.
There is always doujins.
There's always doujins, yes.
I know if I need to find them.
You can watch
in between there.
You can watch them smash. Now kiss!
Yeah, I want it to be, canon, though!
It's true.
You're a fangirl, you want it to be canon, man. Like, you will fight for that. You have wars with other canons. It's bad. Like,
and
other ships
just make you sad.
There are just, wars between the different ships, and it's bad.
Sadsturbating.
Sadsturbating?
What?
Sadsturbating.
Don't choke on your chin.
That is, I think, the best new word we've come up on Wicked Anime.
Let's submit it to Webster's. We could probably make it
Urban Dictionary, at least. Sadsturbate.
That would be a great score in Scrabble.
Oh my god.
Yes. What were we talking about?
Manga's ending.
Okay, that manga. So Scorching Girl is ending.
They
can finally go hit the showers and not be so sweaty anymore.
Yep.
I didn't even know it had a manga. So.
Oh yeah, it was originally a manga.
All right, what's next?
Why are these pages so wet?
Okay, I guess that's the end of wait. What's that sound?
Are we going into the West?
Apparently.
Why, what's this news? Uma Musume's back!
Oh my gosh. Wait, what? This is news to me.
Really? I saw the post.
Uma Musume Pretty Derby spin-off manga Umayon gets an anime project. So, Cygames announced at the Cygames Fest event on Saturday that at the Uma Musume Pretty Derby spin-off manga series Umayon, which follows the everyday lives of the horse girls, is getting an anime series.
So it's the horse girls not in the races. Everything but the racing.
Everything but the racing.
I'm okay with this.
Okay.
So we get to finally see a tour of the glue factory?
I really hope...
You were horrible! Oh my god!
No, one episode should just probably be 20 minutes of special week just standing in the middle of a field, ripping grass out and eating it, chewing it, and repeating for 20 minutes.
It's like the mayo episode of Wacky Deli.
I mean, I guess you could see what the manager actually does. like, if he does anything.
Speaking of Uma Musume and getting a spinoff, Are we just gonna let it pass and not talk about that Gold Ship is a YouTube AI now?
Yes, that's right. I sent that to you guys. I almost forgot about that.
The gold ship, the Uma Musume horse, has her own YouTube channel. And she's a YouTube AI.
What?
Yep. And it's actually really freaking adorable. I have no idea really what she's saying.
And she has yet to poke her eye out.
Yeah. But Goldship was one of my favorite horses in the show. I really enjoyed her funny. I really enjoyed her as a character. My favorite horse was, you know, Vodka. But I just liked Goldship as a character, and I thought she was a nice texture character. And to give her her own YouTube channel as a YouTube AI is pretty funny. So
that's like, seriously, this is a thing?
Yeah. But she's not like floaty and weird like she was in the show. She's more just a YouTube AI. It's just Goldship's voice actress.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. But that is a thing. So if you guys want to watch if you guys want to watch Goldship on YouTube,
do they make appearances or no?
Huh?
Do the others make appearances?
I haven't. I only watched
Special Week does show up in one episode. Yes.
Really? Okay.
Huh.
I like Special Week.
All right. What's next?
That was an oddly cute anime.
So I actually have a piece of news from Wicked Fan Gerardo.
Oh.
Gerardo shot us over a piece of news from Anime News Network that said Funimation president says we tried to renew deal with Crunchyroll.
Oh.
So I guess this was a whole ordeal between Funimation being Sony and
Crunchyroll.
Certain rights from different animes bouncing back and forth and certain animes being renewed between the two, and that it just wasn't possible for them to make it work. There was one major detail within the article. Just give me a second to actually find it.
No, tell me now.
So it says Fukunaga said that the acquisitions for the winter 2019 anime season were mostly still obtained under Crunchyroll and Funimation partnership, but that going forward, the two companies will bid separately for exclusive streaming rights for the subs and dubs releases. That's important for Sony to get exclusively the global rights, says Fukunaga. Fukunaga said that he felt that the Sony Pictures Television Networks, which acquired a majority stake in Funimation in 2017, had a technology and infrastructure to provide Funimation with global exposure. Sony advised Funimation to terminate the Crunchyroll deal so that the company could expand global operations. So the big takeaway from the article is that Sony wanted to explode out globally with their anime, and Crunchyroll could only regionally distribute anime. And where they wanted the partnership to work, Crunchyroll is staying regional and not global, and Sony wants to go global with it.
Which is weird, because Crunchyroll has so many regions, not just America, but elements of South America, Europe, the Middle East, and even some areas of Asia. And although I know with your experience, Andrew, there's only like one or two shows you could watch in
Taiwan. Yeah. So certain shows are not region locked, but most are. And don't worry, Gerardo, I know that you have another thing in fan service coming up that I will talk about at the end of the show, about Spider-Verse, believe it or not.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know it's very topical for this episode, seeing that we were literally just talking about it, and just texted me.
I will say this, it feels like the Funimation president has been a little bit salty, because he did also recently comment about how they weren't able to get the acquisition for Evangelion, like Netflix did.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I don't know. It's weird that he's been speaking out on this sort of stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely interesting nonetheless. So, thanks Gerardo for shooting over that article to us. A little bit more insight into what we have going on between our Crunchyroll and Funimation affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
Affiliates, I say like we work with them. All right. So, I guess that means we're moving on to what we're watching?
I guess so.
So, Victoria, would you like to start with what we're watching, with what you've wanted to talk about for pretty much the entire day?
Well, I mean, I didn't even tell you guys I was actually kind of watching the original one again. Anyway, so, I know you guys talked about it last week, or last time, or I don't know exactly which phrase to go with.
We made mention of it.
I don't care. I'm super freaking excited for Fruits Basket, like, more than anyone can understand right now, I think, but, like, oh my god.
You're a girl.
I am. Like, I'm just, shut up! Like, I'm so excited. I saw the trailer go up, and I shared it, and all my friends, like, all the girls that I know that watch anime, oh my god, is this real? Is this happening? Like, everyone's freaking out.
Which, I'm super glad, because I'm so glad that there is something coming out that people can get, like, oh, this is fun and interesting. And
I'm
like,
so happy.
I know what this is.
This is the first one that I own the entire manga for. Like, I loved it. The ending was beautiful. And now they're going to do roughly what they did with Brotherhood and just restart it and put it with the manga. And I'm... Oh my god!
Because the anime had to go its own direction because the manga wasn't finished, right?
Yeah, it did. So it didn't, like, it. They left out a lot. Like, I mean, I don't really know if they, like, left out a lot of people, but they didn't go into a lot of things
right.
for everybody.
So, which means we're going to be getting a Fruits Basket, like, a true Fruits Basket story that's going to be told from the original manga, and you know that like the ending, so you're going to get, like, a good...
Exactly. Okay, so this is... Like, my fangirl is so excited.
So, see, this is good stuff. Like, that's
good
news.
Oh my god, it's going to be great! But, well, I mean, we're all hoping it's going to be great, but, like, I mean, they can't... It's already done.
Yeah,
so
it's right there for them.
I am desperately hoping that the original cast comes back, because that would be beautiful. I mean, I love Lara Bailey.
I know the Japanese cast is going to be different, but who's to say that it will be
Lara
the same
can still
for...
sound like Toru. I've heard her do it. Like, she could do it. I have such a crush on Lara Bailey. But, like, I am so hopeful, because they go in, like, there's so many things that they didn't go into, and I'm freaking drawing a blank on the head of the family's name. I want to say, I can't, oh, I'm...
Honda.
Thank you. So, but, like, the big head...
Aha! I'm a bigger fan than you.
Fuck off.
Evan, you just remember everything.
I'm just drawing a blank at the moment. But yeah, the head guy is fucking terrifying in the manga. Like, he's just so much creepier and messed up, and in the anime, the original, you get, like, a taste of it.
Mm.
Just, like, a little hint that, yeah, this dude's kind of messed up, and he's really creepy, but he's, like, whatever, and he's just a little abusive. Oh, no. He is so many levels of fucked up in the manga, and I am so excited.
Is Fruits Basket definitely a shoujo marketed towards girls, or is this something that guys are... Can really jump on a bandwagon
and enjoy it
as well.
So I can say that guys can enjoy it as much as the girls.
It's an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it starts out very, like, aimed towards women, but mm-hmm. like it's a really intriguing situation and story, and seeing everything that they go through and, like, family dynamics and issues like that, and, like, it's really interesting.
Okay.
So I think it's definitely something that a guy could get into. I think it's definitely geared more towards girls, yes, but...
That's the demographic.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's got that little ferret guy in it.
My free ferret.
I'm so excited to see Momiji again, and I just want to watch it all, and I'm so happy. So I came into the apartment being like, I need to watch this. Like, I need to talk about this. It's going to happen. I'm going to just, like, whether... I know you guys talked about it, but it's going to happen.
No, so, you were able to talk about it a little bit better than we could, so...
I'm so excited. Like, I've been one of those people who have literally been, ever since the anime finished, when are we getting season two? What's going to happen? We need to finish it. You left off so many things. We need to know what's happening. We all know, like, we all at this,
You know what that means.
But, like...
Pipeline waiting for Elfin Lied season two. Oh, yeah.
I mean, now it's not exactly a not going to happen if they're doing Fruits Basket. I mean...
Like, that is true. Like, if they're finally doing this, what's, like, anything else could be thrown on the table.
That everyone's been waiting for, yeah.
Okay, what can we do? They could totally, like, do, like, a full-on reboot of Love Hina, which is the one manga I would love to see do from start to finish.
Hmm. And it's really not that long, so you probably could.
Yeah.
I feel like even Fruits Basket wouldn't... I mean, compared to, like, Fairy Tail and One Piece, not long at all. But, like, it's got, like, it's a medium size.
Generally, a 12 to 13 episode run is 3 or 4 volumes of the manga.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be, like, maybe 50 episodes then.
Okay, that's a double medium, season. That's
it's a
double
medium, you know? It's, like, a good size one.
Yeah, that's
four core.
Yeah, two 26 episode
So seasons. it'll probably be around there. But like it's, oh my god! Like I loved Kyo from high school. Like, oh, I had this giant angry cat backpack. Like, I had it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I did. I had that big bright orange angry cat bag. I have pillows of it. I had so many Kyo things. I had a T-shirt with the angry cat on it, and I drew that all the time. Like, I loved it. And they didn't go into his trouble thing. Like, they ended the first one with little... You found out he has this massive issue, and he turns into this monster thing. That's all you heard about it, and it was nothing else. But, like, they go... I'm so happy.
Well, good.
I told you, I could ramble for a while on this. I am very, 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 very happy.
So, Evan, you watched the show.
Oh yeah, the Neo Yokiho, Pink Christmas. I watched.
Couldn't wait to hear about this one, especially after.
It is pompous as hell, and I loved every moment of it.
Is it like, how so is
basically it? It's like they just shove product placement after product placement from like Louis Vuitton to Coach to just. Basically, every single high-end product no ordinary anime fan could afford on their own. And then they try to throw in this whole thing with the character of Archangelo trying to be like, oh, we shouldn't be so materialistic, but then uses that boast to promote his own live at the Radio City Music Hall show. It's bonkers, but it's in that really Wes Anderson kind of, like, so weird, but it's funny kind of weird way that Neo Yokiho is.
Plus, Jaden Smith.
I was gonna say, this is the Jaden Smith anime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Jaden Smith one. And one of the characters, you don't see him, you hear his voice, who's apparently, like, the head demon that Kaz is, like, killing all the demons and such. The head demon is played by Julian Barrett, a.k.a. Howard Moon of the Mighty Boosh.
Huh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. And so it was really fun hearing that voice.
And also the same one that singer from Vampire Weekend is...
Yeah, he's a writer.
Yep.
Yeah, Ezra Cohen is the one who wrote it. And
I'm mad because their new album should already be out and it's delayed until spring of next year, so enjoy your Neo Yokiho Christmas special, I guess.
Like, I'm waiting for that album too. And
I can't wait for the new Vampire Weekend to come out and it just turns out to be a Christmas album for Neo Yokiho.
I'd take it.
Derek is a guy who spent, what, 5 hours standing in a crowd to see him right front and center?
Oh, Boston Calling, yes. Like, I know they're going to be on this stage at the end of the night, so if I go here during the afternoon and just not budge, then I just have to deal with the crowds of 14 and 15-year-old girls that are all pushing and shoving their way to the front of the stage. I stubbornly just stand there, I'm like, no.
5 hours, that's it. We've done that before. It's amazing how resilient your bladder becomes when you're in that situation.
Mm. And your legs.
And your legs, yeah.
Yes.
Jonathan and I did 12. for Sabaton.
The first time we ever saw Sabaton, we stood for 12 hours straight.
Oh. Yeah, I did about 12 for, I want to say it was Fall Out Boy Universal.
Ooh.
It was free. It was free, but you had to stand in line, so we made Amanda hold our spot. We're working! We got out of work, joined her in line, and then we had, if you wanted a decent spot, you had to claim that spot during the day and wait it out.
Yep.
So, and there's no seats, it's a giant field, so we all just stood and enjoyed the concert.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Legs
were jelly after.
Five is awesome. A lot, though, because the most we had done previously to the 12 was 3, so, like, it was
Did we weigh 3 for 5, Iron?
No, we waited 3 for...
How long did we wait for 5, Iron?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't remember, actually. Yeah, that's right. That could be longer. Anyway, that's
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. 5 hours is a long time to wait for a band, and you're not getting a new album till
more than 1 hour is a long time waiting for a band.
Especially because after that you have to sit through their set.
Yep. Yeah.
No, it is not! That's not how you do fandom.
Yeah.
But Neo Yokiho Pink Christmas, If you go into it knowing it's going to be dumb fun, then you're going to enjoy it. But if you're looking for something with meaning, seek elsewhere. Probably wait for the Egrets Ghost special, which you could probably watch right now.
No, it comes out December 20th.
So by the time
right,
it comes out.
Right now for our listeners.
Yeah.
To be fair.
That's right. That
when they hear
me.
It.
I was like, it's available now? I want to watch it!
That was
so,
the other
but there is. I did watch the first episode of one other show that just popped up on Netflix, which was Backstreet Girls.
Oh, that's right.
What?
So Backstreet Girls is about three members of the Yakuza who are forced to have sex changes and become pop idols.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, God.
It's funny.
I'm sure it's funny.
Yeah. Daisuke Ono is one of the pop idols. So, but like it switches back and forth between the female voice and the male voice, and it's really funny when you hear Daisuke Ono come out of a girl's voice.
So, anybody else been watching anything that they want to cover? We're going a little long. So
well, I just really quick, I want to see the inverse of that called Spice Men.
Yeah.
Where it's just a bunch of like transgendered or cross-dressing individuals who all fight crime and sing.
Wait, why would they fight crime?
Because in the Spice World movie, they fought crime.
Spice World?
They fought bad
guys. I don't know. I'm just assuming that there was probably some extra hidden story behind Evans, too, aside from just...
No, the three Yakuza members, like, really screwed up on a job or something like that, and as punishment, they were forced to have sex changes and become pop idols.
Actually, the fighting crime thing actually does work with the Spice Girls movie, I'm just saying, because they jokingly make the trailers for essentially a them fighting crime movie. They have to defuse a bomb, like as a bunch of random things. I've totally not seen that movie like 30,000 times. Definitely
like,
not.
Like every other girl from the 90s.
Yep.
Have you seen the movie recently?
It's been a while.
Watch it now.
I don't think it'll change. I still love the Spice Girls.
It doesn't matter whether or not you love the Spice World.
Oh, no, it was
just
still,
watch Spice World.
It was still a messed up movie.
So anyway.
What you're saying is it's no help.
So anyway. So I watched, or I didn't watch anything, but I was reading a lot. I read, like I mentioned, I read Girls Last Tour. So volume 5 of Girls Last Tour is the first set of chapters that was not in the anime, because Girls Last Tour followed the manga to a T up until the ending we got. The thing that was nice about the anime for Girls Last Tour is the manga doesn't include sound, and the sound was actually very important towards the anime. And the music that they heard from the rain, and the music that created environment and tone. It was a phenomenal anime. Everybody needs to watch Girls Last Tour.
Yeah, I gotta finish
yes.
it.
It's one of the most phenomenal animes ever, and the ending is beautiful and made me want more. So,
yeah.
the manga came out, which was volume 5, and it is more. It's directly... It just continues directly from where that left off. And,
they look too cute to be holding guns.
Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute.
They look adorable.
But it's dark. But it's not...
Yeah, no, that picture, she's legit, like, that's... What?
You should watch it. Just watch it. It's
I'm
amazing.
Take a picture.
It's so philosophical. It's crazy. It's a philosophical anime. And, so there's more philosophy in these new chapters that came out. And, like Evan said, the creator is talking about ending Girls Last Tour, which I think by now it must have already ended.
Yeah, it did end.
And I really, really, really can't wait to see the ending to Girls Last Tour because of what got revealed at the end of Volume 4 and what continued on in Volume 5 and how Volume 5 ended. The ending to Volume 5 was really good. Plus, at the end of Volume 5, they also show you a map of where they traveled throughout the world. So they're actually doing something and have a direction that they're going, which is really cool. And it actually shows you on the map, like, what it looks like, and the locations that they went to and where they've been and where they're heading. So it gives you a very big perspective on the story. It was great. I finished volume 4 of Yuna and the Haunted Hot Springs, which was half of it was included in the anime, and then the last half of it was new content, which was nice. I very much enjoyed it, but it wasn't enough content out of the anime I just want more that stuff that I haven't seen from that, but it was still really good. The other thing that I read was Goblin Slayer Volume 4. And Goblin Slayer Volume 4 is what they're showing in the anime now, and because they skipped over Volume 3. And I think it's because they're going to end this season's anime with what happened in Volume 3 for Goblin Slayer. And actually, I don't even think Volume 4 covered all... Because a normal volume of manga is 10 chapters. Goblin Slayer is only 5 chapters. So you fit a lot less content into Goblin Slayer. And then the only things I have left over in that huge stack of manga that I have left over is I still need to read the new Junji Ito Frankenstein. And then I need to read one more, which is something else. But either way, it's Dragon Maid. I haven't read Volume 7 of Dragon Maid yet.
But I have. It's very good, and it actually shows off a character we've kind of been waiting to see.
That's good. Because Volume 6 of Dragon Maid was actually kind of boring. Because I felt like it was all the same with no character progression. So I'm looking forward to more character development rather than just more goofy antics. I remember what else I read. It was the new volume of My Hero Academia. Did you also read that as well?
Yep.
Did you also find it very boring?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, this was probably this was probably the worst volume of My Hero Academia to come out to date. Not that it was horrible, but it was very slow and the story progressed zero.
They could have done a lot more in those 10 chapters.
It was all origin stories. Like, it was a entire volume of origin stories of characters we don't care about.
For a character.
Yes, a majority. Because I like Red Riot. What's his name?
Yeah,
Kishi...
Ashikawa?
Kirishima.
Kirishima.
Yeah.
I like him. So learning his origin story was really cool. But they filled it with a character we just learned about. And I was just like, why do we care? We don't.
Yeah.
So they wasted a ton of volume.
And now we gotta wait 3 more months
Now we need to wait 2 more months till the next volume comes out. So it's like, I wonder if that's gonna be more.
I think I have them pre-ordered all the way up through volume 20. So I'm just gonna get like a train of My Hero Academia.
That's what I have with Promised Neverland. Promised Neverland is pre-ordered all the
that
way
up. That one's already done, right? Or it's gonna be finished.
It's gonna be finishing, yeah.
Which is good because...
It's a lot of money.
No, yeah, exactly. It's a lot of money that I can't afford right now. Two, it's a story that needs an ending and can't be threatened with, I'm going on hiatus. Because I still have volume 20 of Terraformers, and volume 21 of Terraformers hasn't come out in 4 years.
Jeez.
Because the author is on hiatus for health reasons. And it's just like, that's why you don't write a long story that never ends.
Yeah.
You have to write. You have to be sure to write a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
God forbid One Piece never ends.
There is only one person on the planet who knows the ending to One Piece, and that's the editor. The editor and the writer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know the ending to One Piece, but they're the only one.
If it's not Luffy becoming King of the Pirates, I'm gonna be really confused.
Yeah, there is, however, a Japanese Make-A-Wish kid who was told the ending.
Aww.
Yeah, like that was his one Make-A-Wish.
Really sad, but really nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think One Piece has about maybe 5 to 10 more years left in story. Because he said it last we checked, it was 70% done with the story.
Okay.
And but if you 70%, yeah, meaning yeah. it Over started back in what 1990,
it was 90 something.
Yeah. So.
So I googled to see what the head of the Soma family or the Fruits Basket family was, and it was Akito.
Oh, Akito.
I just remembered that I was reading it. So in the manga, Akito's a woman. In the anime, he's a man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Like, well, they kind of keep it as like a you don't really know what Akito is for a long time, and then there is like there's like one scene that there's like a little bit of boob, and you're like, oh okay. But if I'm remembering correctly, I could be wrong, but I'm like 98% sure. And then like it goes from there, and it's like, oh okay, so then you know she's crazy. But that'll be interesting to see if they switch or not for the anime. But yeah, still really really excited.
Cool.
Yeah, I was Googling out of like, okay, I don't think that's the right name. What the fuck is it? Because I know it's Toru Honda. So I was like, wait, why is... What? So I Googled it and I found it.
Anything else for what we're watching?
I'm watching Western stuff, but... I mean, Age of... I keep calling it the wrong thing, but Voltron on Netflix is beautiful and amazing. But that's just me, I think. But yeah, season 8 came out and I'm kind of not doing anything else lately except this and that, and like I literally like we got home last night, we had to do some family stuff, and as soon as we got home we marathoned about 9 episodes until we were like falling asleep on the couch. We're like, okay, we gotta stop. So after tonight, we're just gonna finish it, but it's the end and I don't want it to be the end. Okay, I'm done.
Well, I was gonna say, Andrew, a little fun game you could play is if you go back in this recording and listen to describing that whole map dynamic out of that series.
Yeah.
If you replace the name of the series with Dora the Explorer, that entire description still makes sense. I love the way there's the map in there and you can really see going from point A to point B. You can see where they've been, and they even show you little pictures on the maps of what the structures even look like.
On the map.
So while you're saying that, I was literally singing the bath song in my head.
Swiper, no swiping! Yes, there is no Swiper character in Girls Last Door.
Well, there's Cut.
Yeah, there is Cat.
But otherwise, I've been watching a little series called Dragon Ball.
But no, what did you... Dragon Ball.
I did not say Super, so I've started watching the original over again.
Nice.
And I've forgotten how hilarious it can be, and how often you see Goku's genitalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Literally see it more than his tail sometimes.
His other tail.
Ew.
Ew.
His front tail.
All right, so, get it.
People these days, they can take note on when it comes to assuming gender. Just do what Goku does and just start slapping people in the crotch looking for winkies. That way you don't have to assume anything.
I approve.
You get arrested so fast.
He doesn't slap him, he pats him.
Yeah, well, you see how hard he pats.
Super Saiyan strength pads.
I know, he can like flick something and just dead.
What was it that Krillin says?
Oh god, at one point Krillin's like, Goku, I'm not a girl. Please don't check.
Alright. Is that it for what we're watching? Did you have anything, Jonathan?
No, I haven't been watching anything. We talked about My Hero Academia. That's where we're at.
Adult lives don't let you watch anime.
We're at the end of the season. We're going to be talking about the entire year's summed up anime in the next episode. So we'll leave it for then.
Mm.
Yes. And for now, I can't seem to... How far did you go on the Christmas demands for...
I only read up to Frostbeard. Alright. So we read all of Mike's and all of Frostbeard's. And then Mega Daffy sent us them. So it's Mega Daffy up that we have Christmas demands.
Alright. Okay. The good news is that we did get more of them, so let's read them now, but first I need to get prepared for this by...
So, for people who are just really stupid and don't know what's going on?
Victoria, it's our Christmas demands. It's hashtag Christmas demands.
Do you remember the last time I was on a Christmas episode?
It was probably a year ago.
I don't think it was even a year ago.
It was a year ago.
Because not even I was on last year's episode.
The last time I remember is sitting in Evan's kitchen eating weird-ass Kit Kats.
That was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I don't know what Christmas demands.
Remember we got the whiskey pocky and you totally did a shot before you even tried the whiskey? I mean, before you tried the pocky?
I had no idea where Jingle Bells just came from. I got really freaked out. I thought it was falling. I was like, oh shit.
I forgot that you guys can't hear the Jingle Bells, can you?
No.
You okay. Started playing Jingle Bells in our headset.
Yeah, I forgot there. That you can't hear the Jingle Bells on there. You start playing the Jingle Bells on the headset.
Yeah, the Jingle Bells have to be completely post-production, like they were last episode.
No, Andrew, play them on your phone. Or do you want to read and I'll play it on my phone?
I'll play it on my phone. I don't want to read them. I have something else set up.
So Christmas Demands.
I have something else set up on my phone that I have to read.
So Christmas Demands are something that we do every year where we ask people to send in their Christmas demands, but they want to demand out of anime for Christmas. So we have a multitude of responses. We actually had so many that we had set in our last episode. Now we have her set in this episode.
So it's just things that they demand from anime.
Yeah.
I literally thought that they were going to be asking you guys to do random ass shit, and you had to do it because it was demanded.
Well,
I was like, wait, what?
Frostbeard the Porn Master did Christmas demand Dakimakuras of all the Yo Wicked Anime or Wicked Anime cast.
No.
Oh, God.
That was on the last episode.
What is
it? Does that go back to the original cast? Because that picture's
huge. Is it Jingle Bells 10 Hours? Or
yeah, Jingle Bells 10 Hours.
I do remember, maybe I was there last Christmas, but I do remember that. Of, like, people getting to request what they want for, like, out of that. I just, for some reason, my brain went to, are people requesting shit from us?
No,
and we have to do it?
Jingle
like,
Bells.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that.
Jingle Bell sound effect.
Please don't play another ad. Nope. That's not good either. Hang on.
Do sleigh bells.
Yeah. Oh, sleigh bells. That's what it is. 10-hour sleigh bells.
That's the one. All right, here we go. So, our Christmas demands. Evan! Read Christmas demands. Let's start with Megadaffy, who has Christmas demanded. Hashtag Christmas demands more Sinon in Sword Art Online Season 3. More Full Metal Panic. And then he wanted to do a specific Christmas demand for his friend Spencer Sharp 5 on Twitter. Wants the Gurren Lagann movies dubbed, which I own the Gurren Lagann movies and I have yet to watch them. I've owned them.
Really?
I have owned them for like 8 years and I've never watched them. So it's the entire series summed up in 2.5-hour movies, and there's like 20 minutes of new footage that's never been used before. And I've never watched them. But they want an English dub for it. So, and then we have one final Christmas demand. No. Yes. Yes. One final Christmas demand from Shaded Spider all the way in the UK. That Christmas demand. I want people to not complain about Neon Genesis Evangelion getting a brand new dub.
Wait, it is?
Well, he can't complain if he didn't know about it.
Well, you can't.
I miss this. Well, I mean, the brand new dub I would assume is the movie cast, the current movie cast.
Is it
with like Brina? I don't know. Is it with Brina? I didn't even know there was a new movie dub.
Is it a movie dub or is it being redubbed for the
like
Netflix
the
re-release?
Yeah, for the series for something. I didn't even hear about this. This is like Shaded Spider sending us like news that we missed entirely. Fan service news.
you can stop the bells now because we're done.
How abrupt is how abrupt that was.
Done.
Jingle bells.
Yeah. So they are. It's still a possibility. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's still a possibility that that the voice cast will be different for when it comes out on Netflix.
Interesting.
Right? Didn't know that. So, what else do we have for fan service?
So, Gerardo sent us his opinion about Spider-Verse, which I found very interesting, because I have to disagree, Gerardo. So, here we go.
Am I
going to
be upset with Gerardo?
No. Probably not.
Nobody will ever be upset with Gerardo.
As far as I know.
He said, so I just saw Spider-Verse, and I can't believe you guys didn't talk about how lazy they got with Kingpin's design. He's just a black rectangle with arms and face. Everyone else looks amazing except the main villain, and that was disappointing. So the reason why I disagree is because I thought Kingpin's design was amazing.
Agreed. Because I think it was fantastic too.
I felt like it wasn't lazy. It was an art direction choice.
Mm-hmm. I've had this discussion with Lowell.
With the size of his one in how intimidating he is as a character being imposed on his size. Two, him being entirely blacked out, being like a black block character is a very comic book thing to do, and like with inking.
He's a brick.
House. And
actually, one of our friends, so I talked about this with one of our friends. His name is Lowell. He's very, very, very picky about a lot of movies. And he notices a lot of different things. He mentioned the fact that in every scene that Kingpin is in, they don't show his full body because it shows how huge and intimidating he is.
Yeah.
And like how much of a monster he really is.
Granted, there are a lot of scenes where you do see his full body, but I understand what he's saying. But
yeah, he at least takes up most of the screen when you see him.
Yeah. Like that first scene where you see him, where you just see from where his shoulders are down to the ground.
That's
terrifying. He takes up like 80% of the screen space.
Yeah. So I didn't think his design was lazy.
No,
at least.
I agree.
Yeah. I think it was actually a really brilliant, like when, cause when you saw him, you don't see his face first, you see his body.
In a shadow.
And everybody was just like, oh my gosh, Kingpin is in this movie.
You know exactly who it is.
I actually did hear, even upon second viewing with you in our movie theater, there were some audible gasps when they were like, it's Kingpin.
Yeah. No, everybody, every villain in that movie that appeared, everybody was like, oh.
Yeah.
Granted, I knew that Kingpin was in it because he's in the trailers. So.
He is now, but I actually never watched the trailers for it.
Yeah.
I actually actively avoid all and every
trailer.
I
don't remember him in the other ones. I think now that the movie's come out, maybe. But
yeah.
There was really? One before I saw the movie. But it was just a shot
the,
of
the
his
other
face.
Villains
he was.
Okay.
It was not a story trailer at all. It was just a static shot of Kingpin's face, and he smiles, and it like you didn't get to see that design of his.
Yeah. So Gerardo, the reason why we didn't talk about how lazy Kingpin's design is because I actually did not think his design was lazy at all. I actually very much enjoyed it.
I understand where he's coming from.
I understand where Gerardo, you get this opinion from.
Because if we think about Green Goblin's amazing design, and like
Green Goblin was only in it for about 5 minutes, though.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In total.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple different factors, and I don't know. I loved everything about Kingpin in that movie. I thought Kingpin was brilliant.
Brilliantly I feel like done. I want to talk about the design of everybody else, but I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, I don't want to give away the other villains that are in the movie.
Oh yeah, no, I don't want to give away.
All
the
gasps. Like,
I don't want to give away.
Oh my
anything
god, like, that's that
movie.
Person. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when it's over.
Yeah.
Post-recording.
Post-recording. So,
cool.
So, thank you very much, Gerardo.
Yeah.
For your input, even if we disagree on that.
Yeah, I find it funny that, like, when fans send us something that, like, we disagree with, they can't send a rebuttal back to
us.
I
know.
It has to wait, like, two
it's
weeks.
Not a, it's
and,
not
like,
a discussion, and we can only lay down whatever we feel.
Our opinion is not law, so.
Yes.
You are allowed to have your feelings.
Though if we start a Discord, then we can be like talking about.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We
which
still
is
have
it's something we've
that.
Been discussing for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, I know. I was around when you mentioned it.
That's right. Yep.
I'm not here all the time, but like I hear.
News travels. You see.
I hang out with you two enough. Well, I mean, you more often, but yeah, hang out with you guys enough to know like little things.
Cool. Is that it?
I think that, well, that's all I have for current in right now. I don't think we got any emails in the past 2 weeks, so.
That's cool. We're running a little long, and Greg's not going to be happy with that.
Sorry! Love you! Sorry!
All right. So should we do some shameless plugs?
It's always impressive how you guys
Andrew,
do these.
That's
just random.
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
He's double checking something, maybe?
Oh, no, I want to talk about what Tempsu sent us.
Okay.
Tempsu sent us the announcement for the Monster Hunter update. Monster Hunter World is getting an entire update.
Oh.
Like a massive new world.
I saw this.
Free update.
I saw that he posted this to me, but I couldn't watch it because my place of work is completely shut off to all that kind of stuff.
So, it's called Ice World, I think. And
Oh no.
And yeah, so now we have, now they're probably going to add in all the weather stuff, which is like, oh, you're too cold, or oh, you're too hot.
I hate that about Monster Hunter.
I liked it. I mean, they're probably going to continue to pussify Monster Hunter, if like as they've been doing for Monster Hunter World.
You should do
like
that in Red Dead Redemption.
Everything's where everything's easier for the new generation of hunters, where if you haven't played it on the 3DS like me, and you had to actually mine for your whetstones instead of just have them all the time.
Infinite whetstones.
At the end of the trailer, they teased one of my favorite monsters, which was the Narakuga.
Oh, yeah.
So Narakuga shows up at the end of the trailer. Or not, he doesn't even show up. It's just like red eyes glowing, and then it's like, rawr, like, and then...
It's
and,
not even the Lagambi?
Well, but if they're adding a snow area, the Lagambi's probably in it, which would be really cool. But also the Barioth, which is like the Sabertooth Wyvern.
I hate that.
I love that monster. I loved fighting that monster. I hate the frog shark. That's true. But he was easy.
He was easy.
And then they might also add... See, I hope they're adding more monsters in general. So Zenogre. I'm still hoping for my Zenogre boy. Because I love Zenogre. He's probably actually my favorite monster out of them all.
You see, I thought you were talking about the other announcement that they just made for Monster Hunter World.
Which was...
They're canceling
that they're doing a crossover with The Witcher.
I don't care about that. that is a thing that happened, but they kind of do, it's just another crossover where, you know, they do, like, they did Street Fighter crossovers, and they did Mega Man crossovers, and they did, Metroid crossovers. So them doing a Witcher Hunter is actually really just... Kind of, yeah, they should, because literally Witcher 3 was Wild Hunt, and it was just like Monster
Hunter. This is the first time it's not a Capcom property, though, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
No, they've done non-Capcom properties before.
Have they?
Yeah.
I think this might be the first Western property, though.
That might be more true.
I don't think it is, actually. When Monster Hunter World first came out, when it was first released, they did a crossover. I know they did Devil May Cry. They did a Devil May Cry crossover.
But that's still Japan.
No, I know. I'm going through the crossovers in my noggin library, which I don't really remember. I could have sworn they did like a Tomb Raider crossover, but I don't think that was right.
No, they never did that one.
Oh, it was something. Are you looking now, John?
I am. There's a lot of stuff. And they're all for the different games, so I don't think I'm gonna find it because there's like 1,000 Monster Hunter games and
Well, you just do Monster Hunter World crossovers.
Yeah, I did all Monster Hunter crossovers, which was a mistake. It brought me to the wiki page, and...
Well, see, the Monster Hunter crossover we never got, which I really wanted, was the Baki crossover, because you got, like, a Thai boxer Monster Hunter character. That was really cool.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, we never got it. Boo. So, that's what we got. Thank you, Tempsu! Moving on to some shameless plugs.
We care.
Moving on to some shameless plugs. Finally, you know, if you guys want to join in on our conversation and you want to talk about either Christmas anime stuff that we didn't talk about, or you want to talk about how weird Frosted Snowman is taking children to the Antarctic on a train.
Yes.
You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we post this episode. You can find and comment and like different things that you do like, and you can message us there. You can listen to this podcast at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. If you're not also listening to it on Acast and Stitcher and Podchasers and wherever the heck else you can find your podcasting needs. And hey, you can find our videos of Wicked Anime over at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. You can also find us at all the other social media sites such as... Well, maybe not Tumblr anymore, because Tumblr's kind of going away and it's going to
be... No more Tumblr game, guys!
Yeah, no more Tumblr game!
Oh, that's so sad!
But you can still find us and tweet at us at Twitter at YoWickedAnime.
Tumblr score.
Yeah. And I think, really, Tumblr is really the only social media that is going to be going on until we create an Instagram or a Discord.
Yeah, which we should.
Which we should.
I think Discord would be fun.
So, that's it. That's all we got for Wicked Anime on our stuff. Evan, what do we got?
All right, so for the recent news reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you are in a band and want to be featured on our No Borders, No Race podcast, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and on the J-pop video games and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH. And you can like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. And coming up during this week, I believe, you're going to hear our other top 10 show, which is going to have Andrew giving his own top 10 list of best albums of 2018. Yeah,
lots of albums.
Oh, man, it's going to be so good. We have some shared... We have some shared albums, mm-hmm. but two totally different spectrums of records.
Wait, hold on. Is this some Napster stuff, sharing albums here?
And one other thing, I really want to give a shout out. I know they probably don't listen to us, but I think our wicked anime peeps should definitely be watching The Return of Glove and Boots. Glove and Boots are back. Please go onto YouTube and support them. They are the best web show on the YouTubes. I was going to say best web show on television.
That's not Wicked Anime Official. They are good, but they're not the best. There are other better ones. I like
them. Well, personally, I think they are one of the best.
It's true.
Yes.
They are definitely... They got some talent over there.
Derek.
Derek, what do you got?
Oh, well, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elite4Derek. Otherwise, you can find me traveling down the roads of Valentine on my hippity hoppity horse in Red Dead.
Oh, hey, me too.
Yes. So follow me on Xbox at Elite4Derek. That is now my gamer tag as well. So, huh. Do you find me, guys?
To be fair, my gamer tag is Anime Fangirl. Yes. I think it's Anime Fangirl 73. But yeah, no, we've been playing Red Dead a lot. Like, a lot.
I haven't even started Red Dead. I don't even have a disc.
Oh, it's so good!
And I probably won't get it, because I just don't have time for a game as big.
Don't have time
Red Dead
to pick up all the things on the
show.
Yeah,
don't one have a at month a time to play a storyline.
Did you finish the story?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
We're talking when this is done.
Well.
Oh, we can't!
Did you, do you want to join our crew then, Victoria?
I got plenty of room in my posse.
Yeah,
I mean, I have another posse of a bunch of nerds that include my husband, but I mean, we'll talk maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm still new to the.
We
could merge posses. We could have one hell of a freaking posse, man. It's a bunch of like
go around
merging posse sounds like lesbian stuff.
No,
boy.
James. So James and Alex really like to what's it called? They like to hogtie people. So we'll just be riding by people, and they'll just throw a lasso, pull them off their horse, and drag them behind them for a few minutes, and then drop them and run. Because if you don't kill them, then you don't lose merit, and like you're still a good person. That's what they do all the time.
Well, there you go, guys. You have two more people to play Red Dead and join a posse and hogtie people.
I need to start. Like, I keep talking about possibly starting like a Twitch channel, but it's essentially I feel like the last time I did video games with you guys, it did not end well for me. There's a lot of screaming, what? And I didn't like it, and it was scary.
What's your Xbox gamer tag again?
I'm gonna double check that, because I don't know shit for real life. See, I made mine, Anime Fangirl, I just gotta check the number. Anime Fangirl 73, because those are my numbers. And I get a lot of people that message me about hentai, and it's really unsettling.
Alright, I'm adding you to my friends list right now.
Woo!
Okay. So, that's all we have for you guys today for the Wicked Anime Podcast. Everybody have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
Happy Kwanzaa,
all the holidays.
Happy Yule,
and all and everything else in between. And we will catch you in the new year.
Well, if you catch us live before the new year.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be listening to the re-release of the episode in the new year.
Cool.
See you in 2019.
So if you guys are listening to this soon enough, catch us on the 29th at a Wicked Anime Live Show for the Wikis. Live Wikis!
And again, that's Woo-hoo! On Facebook and YouTube.
Yes.
12 p.m. Eastern Time.
We'll make a post on it on Facebook about it. So.
Yep.
All right. Now is time to sign
the only way.
We know how.
We know how.
You actually know how?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Bye. Bye.
You did not know.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I think that we really hit gold.
Rambling.
On the ramble.
I could do those for hours. This is bad.
Alright, hey, here's an idea for an episode channel. It's a Christmas tangent, Frosty.
Wrong. Sorry, Evan.
What? It's a Christmas tangent, Frosty.
From legendary director Spike Lee.
Chief, I'd like to be undercover in the Ku Klux Klan.
Black cop like you.
Absolutely.
Based on the incredible true story of a black cop who infiltrated the KKK. Critics are saying it's the most important film of the year.
Can you dig it?
Right on, right on.
You'll laugh and shudder all at once. It's furious, relevant, and funny as hell.
This is it.
You ready?
Born ready.
Download and keep Black Klansman now. Available on Sky Store, Amazon Prime Video, iTunes, and other digital retailers.